Hello, everyone, and welcome to episode number 6 in our Boomy podcast series. My name is Rob Evans, and I'm joined by Ed Makowski, head of product at Boomy. And today we're going to be talking about bringing everything together so that you can ensure customers, employees, and partners instantly access everything that they want as part of an integrated experience. So welcome, Ed.
Hey, Rob. Great to be here.
Thanks for joining again. In our last podcast series, we talked about workforce experiences, but we were focused a lot on, you know, some internal employees and then customers as well. Well, today, I thought we'd like to talk about how we can provide external business value to just not only satisfy our customers, but delight our customers. Can you talk a little bit about that as we kick things off?
Yeah, sure. So I like to go back to think about, you know, obviously we want to focus on an end customer for this discussion, and nothing screams a disintegrated experience more than what we used to deal with years ago from a, I'll call it the healthcare process, right? Where you would visit a doctor's office and get some testing done. Maybe, you know, you have something wrong or just some general checkup, and then the doctor wants you to go get some lab work done. So they write down on a piece of paper a script, you take that lab work, you've got a call, you used to have to call a lab, get an appointment, show up, hand them the script, hand them your insurance card, et cetera. That's probably 10, 15 years ago now. But now if you think about what an experience like that would look like, it's, hey, I go to the doctor, they say, okay, just go get your lab work done. It'll be waiting for you there. You go to the lab work, you can check yourself. You don't even have to make an appointment. You can do it online. You can do it with your phone. You just show up. They know your insurance. They know why you're there. The way the world has kind of transformed in the last number of years, and as it's accelerated, we all expect actual integrated experiences as consumers nowadays. For this podcast, I'd like you to be thinking about is, am I doing this? Am I thinking about this for my business? And if not, what are the kinds of things I can do to make those experiences better for my customers or end users?
Yeah, exactly, Ed. I mean, the expectations, I think, of what we are looking for from a vendor and a partner and the data that we expect, the bar's been raised, I guess is the best way to put it.
Certainly has, yes.
So that was a great example, talking about healthcare. Can you talk about some of the other things that you see as the head of product and dealing with customers?
Yeah, I think another real concrete use case is through this pandemic, particularly in the United States, our government here, for those global listeners out there, but our government launched a PPP loan process somewhere mid through the pandemic to help with small businesses that were struggling. And, you know, a number of our banking customers were in a great position to react to that. And those who didn't have a technology that they can deploy very quickly kind of struggled with it. And what I mean by it was a lot of smaller banks relied a lot on people coming into the bank to do work with them, credit unions, et cetera. And some online capabilities, you know, managing your checking account, bank accounts. But when it came to loan processing, applying for loans, many individual banks were left with having to react very quickly. My customer cannot come and see me in person, but I need to pass them through a bank loan application process. How am I going to do that? And we had at least two of the banks that I talked to personally that were able to, within 4 days, build out the integrated experience, the workflow that allowed their end users, their applicants, to go through their website, enter all the information they needed in order to process the loan under a new government process for these PPP loans and be live in time. So we had one bank that shot up into the top five because they were 200 and something in loan processing in the country. But the government announced the program, I believe it was on a Wednesday, that they were going to launch this thing on a Monday. And our customer was able to have that integrated experience done and tested by Saturday and live on Monday morning. So while a whole bunch of banks were trying to figure out how they were going to do this, they were processing loans and making people happy. So that's one of the fun COVID moments that I can remember where we really added value with a customer or a number of banking customers in their industry.
Wow, that is super cool. From like around 200 to top five, you said, right?
Yeah, 200 to number five. That's pretty incredible.
Wow. It just goes to show the power of digital transformation and what it can do for those businesses and for their end users as well. I went through a similar process in that I refinanced recently, and it was a completely different experience that I had had, you know, previously, because they had such a better front end and such a better integrated experience for me as their end user and their consumer. Can you speak a little bit about some of the B2B things that you see out there, Ed?
Folks should also think about is, hey, any process you're doing, not just with your end consumer, but with your partners in the industry. So EDI, X12 EDI, those types of things are nothing new to the world. In fact, people have been thinking that EDI is going to die for 20, 30 years now, and it hasn't gone anywhere. So for one, I would say, if you're thinking out there about how you can work with your trading partners, your business partners, et cetera, more efficiently, you should think about how I can automate a lot of these things. And there's kind of two primary avenues to do so. There is EDI, it's still there. I would still encourage folks, where it makes sense, to do follow EDI standards, set those up. If you want to do purchase orders or, you know, inventory type updates, those types of things, there are a number of different EDI protocols out there we support and other vendors support as well that can help you do that. But when embarking upon that project, you want to make sure that you're also able to support more modern type integration with your trading partners, such as API based integration and automation in that process as well. So I'd encourage you to think about, don't just invest in a pure EDI tool, but then have to invest and duplicate the project to do that with APIs as well. I'd encourage you to think about how, you know, within Boomi, if you want to do purchase orders and you want to trade with your partners, you know, you could do those as EDI. You can also serve up APIs, and you can take advantage of our integration service and API management, et cetera, to put those side by side and offer multiple ways of your partners to connect with you, not just in one format or another, and give, you know, yourself an integrated experience as far as how you're managing those partners, but also give your partners an integrated experience where you can give them a portal of options of, hey, maybe they may want to connect to you with EDI, but they may also want to do API based integration with you for doing inventory lookups or order status checks, those types of things that are more real-time type transactions. Certainly, those are ways that you can make the experience better for your customers or your partners.
Yeah, that totally makes sense. Love the thought about the support for the more modern ways of accessing things and giving things to your potential partner and or customer that maybe they hadn't even thought of, i.e. real-time lookup. You know, it's funny, you mentioned EDI. We've been talking about that technology being older or dead, but we still have a lot of Boomi customers who are replacing some of those older technologies with our EDI. And one of the reasons why is just the speed. I spoke to a CIO last week. You know, they have a 3 to 6 week backlog to onboard a new trading partner. And that's lost revenue by waiting that long just to be able to onboard a trading partner and confirm that you can complete EDI transactions with them.
Yeah, to be honest with you, Rob, I'm actually a big fan of EDI itself. When you really look at the protocol, what it does, there's a reason why it's continued living forever. It's because you can't get more efficient in a file format or whatnot than you can for those folks that know what EDI looks like and know what those files are. They literally trimmed all the fat off the data and compressed the data down as much as you possibly can, that even, you know, modern technologies and things today can't do. However, the technologies that came along with those EDI was built around that for big enterprise all-in EDI type capability of the past, that when you're trying to use some of the old EDI vendors and old EDI products in today's world where you're mixing and matching and trying to be nimble between EDI and APIs, it's slowing a lot of people down because they have to pivot. They've got some legacy mainframe-based EDI capabilities, and some of those vendors have modernized, but they've only done EDI and haven't done API. We have our roots in EDI as a company. We actually started there years ago. From the beginning, we truly embraced EDI as an integrated part of the experience to do both app integration and B2B and API-based integration. So it's really exciting to see that our customers are solving these problems and doing these implementations at a very, very rapid rate and still supporting the old protocols that are still the most efficient out there.
That's spot on, Ed. Yeah, we continue to see a lot of growth around our EDI capabilities just because of the economies of skill with our platform. Whether you're using our Atmosphere for integration or EDI or our Master Data Hub so many of the skills that your team uses to actually build and deploy are transferable among all these different pieces of the platform.
Yeah, that's a great point. You know, 20 years ago, you would have a company would have an EDI analyst or an EDI mapper and a whole department and team that just did EDI and focused on a certain technology, a whole separate team that was focused on app integration or data integration, et cetera. Nowadays, as an organization, you shouldn't have to focus on spending resources on all these different siloed skill sets. Economies of skill for platforms like Boomi, and there are some others, but it is important that EDI analysts and the EDI integrator and the app integrator are so close that in skill sets that why not take advantage of doubling down or, you know, on a team, investing in a team that can do both and manage both and just manage your customers. It ultimately provides a better customer experience and a better integrated experience for that customer.
Yeah, absolutely. We continue to see it daily in our 15,000 customers and in how they are leveraging Boomi and how those skills are so transferable so that we don't have those siloed skill sets. You know, when this pandemic hit over a year ago, I was super proud of how Boomi responded. We basically gave away an aspect of our product for Boomi for Good, and it leveraged, as part of its core, a chatbot. Can you talk a little bit about how your team has used chatbots, not only for Boomi for Good, but what you've seen out there as far as our customers leveraging some of the, I would say, the more cool technologies?
Yeah, so Boomi for Good is probably one of all of our favorite stories because we banded together, you know, the pandemic hit and we stood up an internal contest very quickly about, okay, a lot of folks were giving feedback that we wanted to help the world in some way, but what could we do? And within a couple of days, we had shortlisted, okay, what could we do with our technology to give back to the world and just help in some way, shape, or form? And Answers on Demand was at least born as an idea. And literally within a week, we had leveraged our own technology to build a what seemed like a very simple chatbot and frequently asked questions capabilities. But what the mom and pop shops and folks on Main Street were faced with was an overwhelming set of questions from their customers in the community, et cetera. It was local governments, it was hospitals, it was restaurants, et cetera. Are you open? What are your rules? What are you doing? And these things were changing daily. And Answers on Demand filled the void. And hey, anybody was able to pick this up. If they were some individual person who owned their own storefront, they can pick it up and launch this thing as a frequently asked questions bot that they were able to configure easily as a non-technical user and just get the information out to their customers. And it was kind of overwhelming to see that we had over 3,000 kind of quote installs of that or uptakes of that across businesses, customers, school districts, governments, et cetera, to help solve these problems. We also had another government who was in a bind, small government, they were or state, they were doing all of their processing of things like medical cards and citizen cards and things like that in person because they had never invested in the technology. And when the pandemic hit, basically government operations with their citizens had stopped. But they were able to quickly, we worked with them within a couple of weeks, had digitized all those manual processes and interactions with their citizens that they were up and running on their website very quickly between a chatbot and some other workflow and forms that can be done. But the key piece there is just being able to react and get things done very quickly. And I'd encourage you all to think about that when leveraging low-code tools like Boomi's platform as well, right? Don't go boil the ocean. Don't do some long waterfall process with deep analysis on your integrated experiences. You could be a little more agile, put things out there, do some A/B testing. You can iterate on these very quickly. I'm certainly not suggesting to be Wild West about your strategy, but move with some speed because the market is moving faster than ever, and it continues to gain more and more pace. And if you don't think about how quickly you can get these things done and make your customers happy, then you'll be in peril.
When you talk about Answers on Demand, Boomi for Good, you know, the things that jump out at me are that we did this literally, you know, within a week, but also that we had non-technical users. You know, we put that this out here and I had salespeople, I had sales managers who were working with either their, you know, local church or local school district, and the salespeople were the ones who were helping them get this up and running. That's really powerful. So Ed, what are some of the other things that you think about when you look at you know, this whole notion of integrated experiences and focus on some of the B2B aspects. Where's Boomi going, and what do you think about?
Yeah, I think a lot about how we could help bridge the gap between IT to the line of business user out to the customer, whoever that end customer may be. We've got great technology that scales up and scales down in all different verticals, horizontal areas, et cetera. So there's risk for us strategically that comes along with that, certainly, but we have the best technology that can do it. And what I mean specifically in a use case is, you know, we mentioned earlier about IT saying yes to the business, but, you know, IT to partner more with the business. The business may have line of business integrators or ad hoc integrators. We want to support them in solving some of these integrated experiences, challenges, or opportunities faster, but give the IT group that governance where necessary so that the line of business doesn't put the business at risk, but also extend down beyond the line of business, literally out to the citizen, whether that be an end customer citizen or a citizen that's just an employee in the organization that may not be an ad hoc integrator, but may want access to data or integrate something themselves for their own personal use or something like that. We've got the technology that spans all across that. Our roadmaps continue to evolve and make that journey better and better and better. You know, the three things we talk about as products promise out to our customers is one around velocity. Time to value is the number one thing. Time to value, we focus on how can we help our customers and our users get things done faster. Two is innovation. How can we innovate on behalf of our customers to allow them to continue innovating? And three, being open and neutral. Being the largest independent iPaaS, true cloud iPaaS provider out there, we take pride in playing in an open, neutral environment where we want to help you run your workloads where you want to run them, whether that be Microsoft Azure, Google Cloud, AWS, et cetera, as well as be open and neutral where you can build on top of our platform and build based on the technologies you have in-house and extend things within your business. So, no, I said a lot there, but those are the types of things I'd want to make sure that our customers knew about our integrated experiences roadmap and journey.
It really makes sense too. And obviously to keep that whole time to value and velocity at the forefront of whatever development that we're doing. So many times I go back and I ask, why did we win or what was the win theme? And almost every single time it's an ROI and it's time to value. Touched upon it a few minutes ago, talking about digital transformation. You know, if you don't transform digitally, you're really not going to be in business 5 years, 10 years down the road. And then continually to innovate and bringing out, you know, the latest technologies, being on that leading edge of technology development for our customers. That's super cool. Ed, we started this out talking about that this podcast was going to be really focused. How does Boomi help bring everything together, you know, between our customers, our employees, our partners, so that we can access the data and the information that they want? And I think you've given us some great examples of that. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap this up?
I would just add that, you know, as customers out there, truly evaluate all the different aspects of our platform if you haven't already. Know that because we're open and neutral, we like to plug in and we think about how we can plug into your environment. So don't necessarily think about it's an all or nothing thing with Boomi. You can leverage some of the technologies to augment, sit side by side, interact with other technologies within your organization. Again, it doesn't have to be all or nothing, but we can help you solve a lot of these problems faster. Even if you've got technologies in your organization that you may be solving these things with that are taking a long time, you're seeing these big projects taking months or years, you're welcome to give some of these components a shot to see how quickly you can solve them and augment systems and processes you already have in place. So I want you to think sky's the limit, keep going, push the envelope in whatever you're doing within your business to make you more and more successful, and let us know how we can help from a technology standpoint in that journey.
Yeah, that is really spot on. I like to tell our prospects, give us your hard challenges because we'd like to take them on. You know, some of the things that we do from an integration standpoint is kind of table stakes. We think we do it at a better ROI and faster time to value, but give us those hard challenges. We love the challenge and we love to demonstrate the power of the platform. Well, Ed, thanks so much.
Thanks, Rob. Glad to be here.
That concludes episode number 6 of our Integrated Experience podcast series. Thanks everyone for listening. If you'd like any information, please visit resources.boomi.com. We also have archived the first 5 episodes in this Integrated Experience podcast series, so feel free to listen to some of the earlier episodes as well. And as always, you can visit Boomi.com/customers to find out how some of our 15,000 customers are leveraging the Boomi platform to digitally transform their company. Thanks, everybody. Have a great day.